Greetings, Radio Land. This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, and we are established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Thanking God for this great door of utterance that our great pastor may come to you today with the true word of God. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank God for you, evangelists, elders, our deacons, missionary, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day that God have opened up this door that we might come to you and bring you. But thus saith the Lord. We are God's covenant church. We are the church of God, and we are established in Jesus' name, which is the word. And I'm grateful for our great Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy for the life they live, the testimony they had, the commandments they kept. We're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. So many have been alienated from the life of God. But I just want to touch on the manifestation of the life of God, what it means to live for God. Before we get into that thought, our Deacon Dale wrote this number, There They Be. Ensemble, There They Be. Thank God.
The Lord, thy will, oh how love I the name of Jesus. The word the Father gave me commands to live by for my sight and someone to show me the way. And this one God sent measures every step I've been, not by my steps, but by fruits my spirit tells all. How the Lord keeps me separate from the world.
Not polluted, cause I've got boundaries. Great counsel of still majesty. Oh, because of God's law, there they be.
In heart, but I fight, the none disturbs my rest. It's my peace, it's my joy, knowing how I am blessed, keeping all ten, free from all sin. Cause you promised Abraham.
Not polluted, cause
I've got bounds. Like Moses,
I
am Israel. It's the laws of God. The laws of God. Came unto me aloud with power, preaching until believe is the key. The Lord, just believe. He is heaven sent. Yes, he is. He said, just follow me.
Amen. nation is keeping up God's law.
Laws of God must be in your heart. And that's what Jesus came to do. So I would write my laws in their inward parts. And I'll be their God and walk in them and guide them. Isn't that beautiful? This time we have some announcements. Listen carefully. If you want to correspond with us, listen to the announcements. Our Deacon Debbie, thank God for you.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061, or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. Wonderful thing to have members that are living holy, sanctified, wholeheartedly with God. Yes. Lord said, love him with all your heart, all your soul. And that's what we strive to do here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. Not just going to church. So many talk about being saved by grace. They forget the part through faith, which means you have the faith of Abraham, which means you have the works of faith. Because faith without works is dead. Yes. When you have the works of faith, you are keeping God's commandments.
Yes,
you obey God.
Yes.
And it is the grace of God we are saved. But if you're not saved through faith, you're not saved.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Now, how do I know this? Deuteronomy 4:6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. And for all those who say, well, we're saved by grace, Jesus is my God, he's my Lord. If you're not keeping God's commandments, he's not. For what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them? As the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for. We only have one Lord, one faith, and one baptism.
Yes.
What nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law? I said, well, Jesus is my righteousness. Jesus is our righteousness. If he is, the law is too, because Jesus is the word, which was commanded, which is law.
Yes.
And that was his law. He said, my father gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak, and I know that his commandment is life everlasting. So let's complete the thought. Let's complete our testimony. If you're saved, it's through faith in God's word.
Yes.
How does faith come? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Let's go to 1 John 1:1. And I'm hoping and trusting the spiritual ear will hear. If your ear is not spiritual, no doubt, You're saying, there he goes again. He's mean. He's getting ready to beat somebody. Yes, I am. I'm going to beat that devil's doctrine. Beat all the untrueness out of you if you'll accept it. That's what we're here to do. We're not here to fight flesh and blood. But principalities and powers. That's what we're fighting here. And it started a long time ago in the garden. And we're yet fighting that devil, and he will be fought to no end. Because the earth abideth forever. That means there are always going to be ones walking upon this earth, living or not living for God. There's your war. Good against evil. Righteousness against unrighteousness. 1 John 1:1, Evangelist, what does it say?
That which was from the beginning.
Now we know that which was from the beginning is the Word. Because the scripture says, in the beginning was the Word. And we know that's God. Yes. That which was from the beginning, what?
Which we have heard.
What?
Which we have seen with our eyes.
How many have heard God, really heard God, and seen Him? I'm not talking about Jesus when He was in the flesh. As the Lord said, you'll see me no more till ye shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. So you can see God right now and hear him when you accept the ones that live for him.
Yes.
And the ones that he sent to give you the message.
Mm-hmm.
Which we have heard, what?
Which we have seen, looked with our eyes.
Which we have seen
with our eyes.
What?
Which we have looked upon.
What?
And our hands have handled of the word of life.
The disciples handled the word of life through a life lived because God was manifested as a son. But it didn't start with Jesus. It started with the sons before him that he sent to testify to the people, to let their light shine, to live a life. Moses and all the prophets go all the way back. We've seen God. They heard God. And many rejected God.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Romans 8:2.
All right.
This life was seen. It didn't start with Jesus. And yet it did. Because Jesus was always in somebody.
Yes.
Jesus is the Word. Jesus is God.
Yes.
Romans 8:2.
For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus.
Now remember, the life was manifested. This life is God. This life is the Word. But it was manifested in somebody. The law of the Spirit of life. The Spirit of life is a law.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Ten Commandments.
Yes.
It's called the Word. The law of the Spirit of life. It was in Christ Jesus. Jesus. What?
Hath made me free.
What?
From the law of sin and death.
Now the law of sin and death is the Ten Commandments when you disobey it.
Yes.
Because to disobey, to transgress against God's law is death. Yes. That's the law. When you transgress, you die. Because the wages of sin is death.
Mm-hmm.
But the law of life is to obey God.
Yes.
That's the law of life. Because the Lord said, I set before you blessing and cursing. Cursing if you disobey, blessings if you obey. Law of the Spirit of life in mm-hmm. Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Because mm-hmm. he obeyed the Father. What?
Yeah. For what the law could not do.
Now what the Ten Commandments, God's word, what it cannot do what?
In that it was weak through the flesh.
It's weak to everyone that hear my voice that is programmed not to obey God's word because these dumb preachers, they tell the people nobody could keep that law. Then what are you preaching? Because the law is God's word.
Yes.
What are you preaching? You said we're preaching God's word. But tell the people the law no one could keep. So he fulfilled it and done away with it. No, he didn't. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus makes us free from sin if we obey God's word.
Yes.
If we obey the law.
Yes.
But what the law could not do, Mm-hmm. In that it was weak through the flesh, a fleshly mind is a mind that don't obey God, that is an enemy to God's law. It's weak when you have that mind, God's Ten Commandments.
Yes.
What?
God sending his own son.
God sent Jesus. Now, wait a minute. He's not just talking about Jesus. He's talking about Peter, James, John, Paul,
yes.
Moses.
Yes.
Enoch. He walked with God.
Yes.
Noah. These obey God. Father Abraham. Is that beautiful?
Yes. Of the law.
Now wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, in the likeness of sinful flesh, condemned sin in the flesh,
mm-hmm.
that the righteousness of the law. So if you obey the law, the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled
in us.
What?
Who walk not after the flesh.
We that don't walk after the flesh, which means we don't walk after a mindset not to obey God.
Mm-hmm.
But we walk in a mindset to obey God.
But after the Spirit.
That's after the Spirit mm-hmm. of the law of Christ.
Yes.
That's in Christ. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to 1 John 1 and 1.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back there.
Yes.
This life has not been manifested in many of these preachers, and I would say
yes.
99%
Yes.
Back in the days, Elijah was bringing truth, bringing what thus saith the Lord. You had prophets 450 of Baal.
Yes.
Saying they were of God, but they weren't speaking the same thing Elijah spoke.
Mm-hmm.
And Elijah proved who the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob honored.
Mm-hmm.
By accepting Elijah's sacrifice.
Yes.
And so many of these preachers today, God is not accepting their sacrifices because they're using the Lord as a scapegoat.
Mm-hmm.
One in one, what does it say again?
That which was from the beginning.
Nothing but God's word. It's God. What?
Which we have heard. Which we have seen.
Many have heard the word. But when you hear it, they reject it because of how ones have been taught from these carnal-minded preachers that don't know God. They don't know the life that has been manifested. God made his ways known to Moses.
Yes.
But how many preachers go back to Moses? They stop at Jesus, but Jesus said, go back to Moses,
yes.
for he wrote of me.
Yes. Which we have seen with our eyes.
What?
Which we have looked upon and our hands have handled of the word
so
of life.
You have to handle this life, the word of life. Eternal life. You can handle it
yes.
when you know someone that's living it. That's why the scripture says, mark the perfect man and behold the upright. Read.
For the life was manifested
mm-hmm.
and we have seen it and bear witness and show unto you.
How many have seen the life of holiness? How many have seen and handled the life of holiness?
All right.
Of keeping God's word. And it's so rare, that's why so many people don't believe. Even the Lord. The light was shining in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Jesus was not involved in a bunch of ceremonialism. In the Jews' religion, he was in holiness.
Yes.
The Jews' religion today is called Judaism. No, mm-hmm. we're not involved in that.
No.
We're not involved in Baptistism and all of the above and below. We're involved in holiness of the Lord. That beautiful? Read.
Mm-hmm. And show unto you
what?
That eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us.
That beautiful? Somebody has got to show you that life. James and John, those that followed the Lord, was able to show that life. Well, they showed it through Elijah, Isaiah, all the prophets. They showed the life of God.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to St. John 12 and 49. Oh, they man. Showed that life because they handled the one that was the author of it. Isn't that beautiful? St. John 12 and 49.
Mm-hmm.
We read this all the time, but we will read it again because it's very pertinent and relevant today. Isn't that beautiful? 12
yes.
49. What does it say, St. John?
For I have not spoken of myself.
The Lord didn't come here speaking about himself. He always represented the Father as all the prophets and the apostles and all those that God sent. They represent the Father.
Mm-hmm.
I have not spoken of myself, what?
But the Father, which sent me.
What?
He gave me a commandment.
It's about the word that God gave his people.
Yes.
It's called commandment.
Yes.
And there are 10 precepts. What?
What I should say.
What I should say.
And what I should speak.
What? Every preacher should be speaking the word, which is the 10 precepts. What?
And I know.
I know.
That his commandment is life everlasting.
It's the law of the spirit of life. It's called eternal life.
Yes.
As the one came to the Lord and said, good master, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He said, keep the commandments. Isn't that beautiful? How plain is that?
Yes.
Let's go to Luke 9 and 1.
Mm-hmm.
This life is manifested, but how many are accepting or receiving the life that has been manifested from God? Even the Lord was rejected, and he had the life, manifesting the life to the people. But most of the people wanted natural blessing. That's all they want. They don't want their soul to be healed. And that devil had the people caught up and messed up in mythical doctrines. Doctrines of men and not of God. 9 and 1, Luke.
Then he called his 12 disciples
what?
Together and gave them power
what?
And authority over all devils.
Where are these preachers with power and authority over the devil, which is lies, false doctrine? That's the devil. What?
And to cure diseases.
What?
And he sent
the
them.
Biggest disease to cure is the sin-sick soul.
Yes.
What cures that is God's word, obedience to God's word. What? Yeah.
And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God.
What?
And to heal the sick.
Because you are healed through obeying God's word.
Yes.
Preaching the kingdom, which is nothing but God's 10 commandments.
Yes.
That is the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Read the 7th verse.
Yes. Now Herod, the tetrarch, heard of all that was done by him.
What?
And he was perplexed. Because that it was said of some that John was risen from the dead.
Jesus, they said, oh, he came and died for us. I said, he did. But he didn't come like the scribes and Pharisees. He came just like the prophets of old, because that's what was in the prophets of old, Jesus.
All right.
His spirit, his word.
Yes.
And it was said of some that John was risen from the dead. What?
And of some that Elias had appeared, and of others that one of the old prophets was risen again.
One of the old ones were risen again. Well, John was just like the old prophets.
He was.
They all had the same spirit.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have the spirit of the scribes and Pharisees. Read the 18th verse. What does it say?
Uh-huh.
Now he's going to ask his disciples, what do they see? Because they've handled the word of God.
Yes.
What?
And it came to pass, as he was alone praying,
what?
His disciples were with him. And he asked them, saying, whom say the people that I am?
What?
They answering him said, John the Baptist. But some say Elias, and others say that one of the old prophets is risen.
Isn't that beautiful?
Again.
That was the report. And in the end, they asked him, who do you say? He said, we know that thou art the Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
But he was like the prophets of old. That was the life that was manifested. Nothing new.
Yes.
Ephesians 4 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
If you want the life of Christ, if you want the manifested life of God, you must receive God's 10 commandments through the one that God sent.
That's
and
right.
If they're not bringing you the 10 commandments, you're not getting the word.
Yes.
And you're not getting the 10 commandments with your own day of rest. It don't work like that. That's the commandment of men.
That's right.
Ephesians 4 and 5.
4 and 5. One Lord.
One Lord.
One faith.
One faith. That's all we have here.
One.
So if anyone approach us and say, well, what faith are you? There is but one.
All right.
So we don't compromise trying to say, well, you Baptists are wonderful and you Presbyterian, you're wonderful. There's only one Lord and there's one faith.
One baptism.
And faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And God's word is only 10 precepts. You can't add and you can't take away.
Yes.
And if you add or take away any, as the Lord said, not one jot or one tittle, you have a doctrine of men, and you don't have the pure word of God. Read.
Right. One God.
One
and
God.
The Father of all.
What?
Who is above all.
What?
And through all.
What?
And in you
He's
all.
He's not talking about all the people in the earth. He's talking about all those that follow God.
Yes.
Yes.
And keep his faith.
Yes.
one God.
Yes.
One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful? Read yes. 11 verse. What?
11. Uh-huh. And he gave.
Now, if you want the light that was manifested, John is talking about, he gave some.
Some apostles.
What?
And some prophets.
What?
And some evangelists.
What?
And some pastors and teachers.
What?
For the perfecting of the
saints. Now, this is the light that God is looking for. This is the light that God is seeking for through his anointing to perfect a people.
Yes.
All right.
Perfecting of the saints what?
For the work of the ministry.
That's the work of the ministry. It's not such thing as a great commission. This is the work of the ministry to perfect a people. What?
For the edifying of the body
it's
of Christ.
It's to edify God's body. Let them know that you don't have faith if you're not keeping God's Ten Commandments. And you're not saved by grace if you're not saved from sin. If you're yet sinning, you're not saved. And if you're not saved, no doubt you're not keeping God's word, which means you don't have faith. And you're not keeping God's word if you don't have the works to prove it.
Right.
Read.
Till we all come in the unity of the faith.
So we all have got to be unified in the faith if you're into the manifestation of the life God is calling for, which is perfection.
Yes.
What?
And of the knowledge of the Son of God.
If you come into the knowledge of who Jesus really is. As I say again, Jesus said, my Father gave me a commandment what I should say and what I should speak.
Mm-hmm.
How many have that knowledge that he was promoting God's word and not saying, I come to destroy? He said, think not that I've come to destroy the law or the prophets. I come not to destroy, but to fulfill. And he also let us know not one jot or one tittle shall in no case pass from the commandment till all be fulfilled. That's beautiful. Read.
Unto a perfect man.
This is our plight here.
Yes, Lord.
This is our mission. Unto a perfect man. Wait a minute. He told Abraham the same thing. Abraham, walk up before me. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Now, why would God put something on us that he could not bear? And if we are the seed of Abraham, we should have the same testimony as Abraham.
All right.
What?
Unto the measure.
Unto the measure.
Of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
That's the life of God, what God wants us to have.
Yes.
Unto the stature and of the fullness of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Deuteronomy 4 and 2. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
God gave these to perfect a people. And God is looking for no less. If you want to be in the light that's manifested that God gave, one that James and John is testifying about, you've got to keep God's commandments. Deuteronomy 4 and 2, what does it say?
Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you.
Isn't that beautiful? I'm not just saying that. That's what those that follow the Lord, they're telling you that.
Yes.
Ye shall not add unto the word
which I command you.
Which I command you.
Neither shall ye diminish aught.
In other words, you cannot take anything away from it. So you cannot take out the day of rest and make it the day you think he rolls on. You can't do that. What?
That ye may keep the commandments.
It's all about keeping God's commandments, and that means we're able to do it. What?
Commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you.
Isn't that beautiful? Read the